The eyes of the international community are focused on China. Protests in Hong Kong are ongoing. So could the increased attention help highlight China's treatment of another region, Tibet? A delegation representing the Australian Tibet Council is visiting Parliament House tomorrow. They'll meet with MPs and lobby support for a new bill aiming to support reciprocal access to Tibet. Kinzom Dongdu is the executive officer of the Australian Tibet Council and joins us tonight. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this bill you're garnering support for. What's the aim of the bill?
Sure. So for the Tibetans inside Tibet, their homeland has turned into a prison, literally. They cannot get out of their country. And then at the same time, the international community cannot see what's happening inside this prison, as Tibet has largely remained closed over the best part of the last decade. And Tibetans who send information overseas risk imprisonment. So what we are saying is that, you know, the Australian government or the parliament should work on a legislation called reciprocal access to Tibet, a legislation that would pressure China to end the isolation of Tibet from the international community by calling on the Chinese government to grant Australian journalists, diplomats and tourists unrestricted access to Tibet, just as the Chinese counterparts are freely, you know, welcome to travel in Australia.
But would the power of the bill be largely symbolic still?
It will send a very powerful message to China that the human rights abusers will not be given a red carpet in our country. And it can send a powerful message, you know, to hold China accountable for its policies in Tibet.
Similar legislation passed Congress in the US. What practical impact did that have?
So we already have a precedent, as you said, in the US Congress that was passed last year, and a similar bill has been put forward the British Parliament and elsewhere in Europe. People are talking about it. So what it really does is that, you know, if the Chinese officials deny a visa to Americans, then those same officials who have denied the visa to the Americans will also be denied a visa to enter the US.
Which MPs will you be meeting with? Have you had much interest in the bill from Australian politicians so far?
So, yes, we have secured strong support from a number of individual MPs. So, of course, it is not a government bill. So most likely it will go as a private member's bill. And the way the Australian Parliament works is quite different from the US Congress. So I'm assuming that it will be a much tougher task here. But at the same time, you know, just by having this legislation introduced in the parliament, what it shows is that the Australian Parliament is elevating the issue of Tibet. You know, what it shows is that Australian Parliament is taking the issue seriously enough to have a debate on the issue.
Do you anticipate that there will be an appetite for this, given there's already the charged atmosphere around the Australia-China relations? I mean, that's really the elephant in the room here.
Yes, but then, you know, over the last 1 to 2 years, we are also seeing an emergence of a more balanced debate on China. You know, China is not just an economic or trading partner, but also, you know, a whole new understanding about China, the threat that it poses to a free and democratic Australia society like Australia. So, you know, it's important that the Tibetan voice is, you know, heard in this important national conversation. The Tibetans have the most intimate knowledge and experience of living with China. China has occupied Tibet 70 odd years ago. And so there is a lot that the international community can learn from the Tibetan experience.
Protests and resistance in Hong Kong has really been dominating headlines for many months now. Do you think that visible resistance has empowered other movements like your own?
Yes, definitely. What is very inspiring about the Hong Kong resistance is that it is ordinary citizens. It has really demonstrated the power of ordinary citizens, especially young generation, young people who have never seen, you know, who were born after 1997. And this is what is similar to the movement in Tibet. You know, our generation has really carried forward the resistance movement that has been passed on for three generations. And together as Tibetans, as Uyghurs, as, you know, people of Hong Kong, we are, you know, collectively becoming a bigger and bigger threat to the Chinese Communist Party. And the resistance movement in Hong Kong has really exposed how vulnerable the Chinese Communist Party is. So I believe that it is, you know, the right moment for the world to stand up for Hong Kong. It is just the right moment to stand up with the people of East Turkestan or Xinjiang. It is the right moment to stand up with the people of Tibet. And together we can really send a powerful message to China.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Khinzom Dongdu is the Executive Officer of the Australia-Tibet Council, and this is RN Drive.